mentally exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Publics Meeting Law, 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have a roll call to see here.
Will?
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Donald.
Here.
Haley.
Here. Okay, first up we have our minutes of the regular meeting of September 21st and the budget meeting of September 27th. We'd like to do those together.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the 21st and the 27th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on either of the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have a correspondence here from Warren County Habitat for Humanity requesting a waiver of a sewer connection fee.
Mr. Mayor?
Councilman Housel did wish to speak on this. So if there are no objections to that, I'll put that off a little bit until Mr. Housel comes. That brings us to the audience portion of the meeting. At this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests that is not on the agenda.
Close the audience portion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Or abstentions? Okay, we have no ordinances. Brings us to reports.
Make a motion to receive the following reports as presented.
Second.
Is there any discussion on any of the reports? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Do we have any committee reports this evening?
I had a question. If we had an update if Sandy could give us an update on the Pocket Park. Any update, Sandy, on where we stand? Okay, thank you.
Any other committee reports? Okay, no old business. That brings us to new business. First up, we have Resolution 169-2010.
Move Resolution 169-2010.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Higgins?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Deone?
Yes.
Gonzalo?
Yes.
Malapad?
Yes.
Okay, that brings us to Resolution 170-2010, suggesting a Halloween curfew and setting the trick-or-treat hours to be between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. on October 31st.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
The what was it, do you remember what it was last
parking
year?
We got here?
Same.
4 to 7.
Yeah. The only correction I would make, and then the last, be it further resolved, it has the date of 2009, should have 2010.
Which way is this?
Current Resolution 170-2010.
Oh my God, I missed the minutes already?
Yes.
Did we move it and second it?
We did.
Yeah.
I was just giving Mrs. Gleba a chance to get settled here, in case she had any comments she wanted to make.
Were we on the resolution?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm late every meeting,
huh?
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have Resolution 171, 2010, increasing the bid threshold, $36,000.
I'll move 171, 2010.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this one?
There was a lot of discussion about this the last time. Doesn't change anything whether it's $29,000 or $36,000.
Yeah, I'm not going to vote in support of this, only for that reason also.
Okay, anything else? Let's do a roll call on this one.
Peony?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
No.
Higgins?
No.
Okay, we're new business here. We have an ABC permit request that came in today. I'll let the clerk speak to it as to what it's all about, but there's a little bit of a time constraint on it.
There is. This application is for the International Foundation for Chronic Disabilities. It is a nonprofit organization who wishes to have an event at the Washington Theater on October 30th of this year. And it was received in my office today. Unfortunately, due to the process, I'm seeking approval tonight so we can go to the Chief of Police and then to the ABC for approval.
What are the hours of their event?
The hours are from 7 to 10. And all the paperwork is in order. Typically what we do when we're approving firemen or the ladies auxiliary for their agency permit.
And it's going to be at the theater.
That's correct.
What is it for?
It is for the International Foundation for Chronic Disabilities to be held at the Washington Theater on October 30th.
And there's
fundraiser, or?
Yes.
Yes.
And the theater has the right insurance and all the other paperwork to cover just in case liability.
Theater needs to have insurance. However, that's not a requirement for me to see. However, I can see that there would be looking at.
So this is just an approval to submit the application to ABC.
That's right. It goes to the Chief of Police. Mm-hmm. He signs off on it after I sign with your approval, and then it goes to the ABC for their approval.
Okay.
Yeah, the clerk's function, quite frankly, the borough's function, as we understand it, is there's an application. Mm-hmm. The clerk makes a determination as to whether the application contains the information that's requested. It's completed, and then if the application meets the requirements.
Right. So we can't actually decline it even if we wanted to. Because
we could.
It
still would go down to the ABC.
Right. As long as it's properly filled out.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me that your function and the clerk's function is to look at whether or not the application has been completed and the information that's requested pursuant to statute is submitted.
Sort of like a case to be heard at the Board of Adjustments in the sense that, you know, the proper paperwork was filed,
yeah.
Notifications were sent, everything's in order.
Yeah. Your function is really ministerial. And then, of course, the Chief of Police does an investigation and makes any kind of determination. You know, if people have information that they wish to supply.
That's got to stay open, Michelle. I'm sorry, because it's a public meeting. Yeah, I understand, unfortunately.
So, anyway.
Okay, thank you. Well, I would, if they're so inclined, I would accept the motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion?
Just for housekeeping items for Ms. Blanchett, why were they so late in asking? Do you know?
They were obtaining the required signature.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, I have one other thing on the for new business. Unfortunately, I didn't get this in time. I have interviewed a Ms. Penny Shaw, and I would like to appoint her to the Recreation Committee for a vacancy that is there. She is in the audience if anybody would like to ask her any questions, but I would accept the motion to approve Ms. Shaw for Recreation Committee.
Make a motion to approve Ms. Shaw.
Okay, is there any discussion? Anybody have any questions for Ms. Shaw? If I may, I just need the spelling of your last name again for the record.
S is in Sam, H is in Hotel, A is in Apple, U is in Utah, L is in Lucy.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Vouchers.
Move the fair vouchers.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the vouchers? Okay, hearing none. A roll call, please.
Valentine?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Doyle?
Yep.
Higgins?
Yes.
Leila?
Yes, abstain, page three, finale.
Abstain for anything for the fire department.
We don't have any, anything for the manager to recap us on. That brings us back to Habitat for Humanity. Oh, do you have an executive?
Yeah, so if you want to wait.
I don't know when we can open it up.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry.
There is someone in the audience who has something that they would like to say, but they didn't know that they were supposed to get up during the audience portion.
If you would like to reopen the audience portion.
I would like to reopen the audience portion, please.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Taylor.
This is your opportunity.
Basically, I live at 184 West Washington Avenue, and
could you state your name for the record, please?
Tom Taylor.
Thank you.
And there is an alley, or what's designated as an unnamed alley on the tax map between my property and 182 West Washington. At some point around 1994, it was allowed to be blocked off from access to West Washington Avenue, and a fence was put down the middle between the two properties, dividing it in half and enclosing 182. What I would like is permission to put a gate across on my half of the alley. Currently, I'm in the process of going through the paperwork with Rich Ballin to purchase the property. It's just taking a lot longer than I expected.
Okay.
So I'd just like to be able to close off that. I've had some problems with people parking in there, blocking me out and stuff, and would like to put a gate so I can not have that issue anymore.
Is this on the property you already own or on the property you're
looking to purchase? This is on the property that is considered part of the alley.
The part you're looking to purchase?
Right. Right. Like I said, the other half already has a fence across, so the precedent has already been set, you know, in that it is enclosed completely. You know, and I understand if there's an emergency vehicle that needs to come through, any responsibility, that's mine, you know, which is fine. So I would just like the council's permission to do that. I did bring some pictures along to show it if anybody wanted to see them.
Okay. Apparently, from what I understand, he would need a zoning permit for this.
But there was a little discussion over here. If the governing body approved his request,
okay,
procedurally, he should still fill out the zoning permit so we have a record of where it's going, what he's specifically required to do.
Okay.
Request that would be applicable to any property owner.
Anyone
in for a fence.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've done permits before. That's
okay. I just want to make sure we didn't put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, no, I just needed your permission to do this.
Can I see the pictures, please? Can I see the pictures?
Oh, absolutely. Basically, that's from the alley looking at the property.
So where would the fence go?
This half is
right here?
Mine. You can see where the others have.
Your gate would be where? Here? Or?
Let's see. Yeah, basically the gate, I'm planning on going from this post here over to their post.
So that's not even facing the main road?
No. There still would be probably about 20 foot in from the alley in the back. There's an alley across the back side.
So there's an alley over here?
Right. Yeah, this is looking back towards the back alley.
Okay, so the gate would be over here?
The gate would be on this side. Uh-huh. This is a reverse image, like I said, from their fence on the 182 side over to this post on my side.
Okay.
So it just prevents people from parking down there.
That's fine. I wasn't sure if it was on the main drag.
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we've heard Mr. Taylor's request. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to allow the fence.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, any extensions?
Thank you.
You just need the zoning permit. Please, you would just state your name and address for the record, please.
Carol Abel from Hackettstown, New Jersey. I'm here to talk about the Glass-Steagall Act. I'm sure you've all heard of it. Okay. The Glass-Steagall Act, it was weakened back in 1999 by President Clinton. And consequently, we had the great meltdown of the mortgages and the derivative markets. The new bill was introduced to Congress in December, passed the House, sitting in the Senate, needs to be passed so there'll be no more bailouts. Now, our Congressman, Scott Garrett, he has already gotten up on the floor to speak against it, speak against the situation as it is. The old Glass-Steagall should be reintroduced. That will save our country from another meltdown. The derivatives are still there. They haven't stopped it. They didn't intend to stop it. They're still mixing the monies. I brought one copy of the bill, which I would like to give to you, Mayor, and a couple of other articles that were printed in the newspapers. Now, this is a very short bill. Look at it. It's two pages. You can take copies, pass it around to your council members. What it's going to do is prohibit the depository institution from engaging in insurance-related activities. It will restore the limitations on financial institutions. What just has happened to us in the last 2 years will happen again. They didn't change it. The new law, the new financial reform law that the president signed, I believe that was in July, didn't address the real problem. They blamed Wall Street and they blamed the mortgage brokers. They didn't do it. Fannie Mae and the government did it. Fannie Mae and the government is 100% responsible. And they've made this big smokescreen of not blaming themselves. So I'm here to ask you folks to consider this and to put in a resolution. Scott Garrett would appreciate every resolution he'll get from every town council meeting. I started in August to go to every town council meeting. I will continue to go right through December. Hopefully, when the Congress reconvenes, they'll do something with this. The country needs this to be put back in effect. There's no way to stop future bailouts without it. So may I approach you and give you some information?
What I'll do is I'll make copies of this for all the members of council. And,
We hope and pray that Bonnie Frank is not re-elected.
Thank you for hearing me, and I'm asking that you consider this and maybe bring it to a vote at your next council meeting.
What I'll do is I'll make copies of this. This will be in everybody's mailbox probably sometime tomorrow. Give the manager a little something to do.
Right.
Or the clerk, one or the other. And if people want to go forward with that, we can have a resolution in time for our next meeting.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Is Lloyd Braddock.
Good evening. Rudy Pichero, Rush Street. Couple things. One, Mr. Phelan, what are you doing about the deplorable condition in the borough of garbage, unregistered vehicles, and vehicles parked in front lawns?
The code enforcement officer is aware of them, and after he's done training, he's going to be actively pursuing them.
When's that? There are properties that have had garbage out on the front lawns for over 10 days now. Washington Avenue has had garbage bags and cardboard boxes out on it since Monday morning when I noticed it. Same thing last week, same thing the week before. It's deplorable.
When we receive complaints, we address them. The code enforcement officer just started and he's still being trained.
Trained?
If you're aware of any specific addresses, let us know and we'll proactively go out there.
You can drive down any street and see it.
If you know an address, we'll specifically go out there.
I'm not going to do your job or his job.
I'm telling you.
Walk outside the building. Walk around the block. Drive around. You'll see it. And I'm just getting disgusted with it because you're not doing it. Next, back in July, I made a complaint about the grass and weeds on properties in the borough, abandoned properties. You were going to have the DPW cut the grass, and you said you were going to place labor liens for their time and equipment on those properties.
Correct.
You haven't done that.
All of them are done. We waited to the end of the season because some of them went back multiple times to the same house. So rather than passing a resolution multiple times for the same house, now that the lawn cutting season is over, it's going to be done once per house.
And what has any of those properties sold before they were cut again or before the resolution?
Not the ones that were cut.
You're sure of that?
The ones that we have a record of cutting, no.
I will check on that myself. Okay. Last meeting, you folks had a letter from the township regarding shared services on their building code enforcement office. I don't know if you guys are going to entertain it, but I strongly suggest you look at their fee schedule. A furnace replacement here in the borough utilizing DCA's fee schedule, DCA's subcode officials, the total cost would be $97 to a borough resident. In the township, that's almost $400 for the same inspections and permits. So what you would be doing is turning yourself into a profit center again at the residents' expenses. I implore you to look at their fee schedule and do not go in with them. That would be horrendous for the residents of the borough. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Mrs. Sloan?
Mrs. Sue Sloan, 89 Grand Avenue. I'm here tonight to talk about numbers. Looking around, I think I'm the oldest person in this room who was actually born in Washington. That was in 1946. You do not need to count on your fingers because I will be 64 this year. My mother was also born here in 1918. Her father, my grandfather, started a business here which has paid taxes in Washington Borough for 100 years. I think this fact alone allows me to wonder where the taxes we paid went. My husband's mother was also born here. I have an aside, her mother was, but that was before it was a borough. My husband's mother was born here in 1888. Her family paid taxes for 130 years. The man we have as our borough manager was not born here. He does not live here. He's never paid taxes here. And is for some kind of power trip that we should actually believe his number, that it will cost us $500,000 to review where our taxes were spent for 5 years. I politely say, I don't think so. When he arrived at that number as pie in the sky, I realized it is a number he thinks will frighten people who have paid taxes here for, let's say,
over 100 years. I can see the wheels grinding. What number can I put on the website that will scare the peons? Oh, yes, I think 500,000 ought to do it, and that's on the website. 2 weeks ago, he justified the 500,000 by saying, that number's the high end. We must budget for the unexpected. Long before, 419 voters in this borough signed a petition that states they want a forensic audit. The concerned citizens knew the ballpark figure for a five-year audit would be about $100,000. We knew that before the manager was in this job 10 months. He's the most fabulous financial whiz in New Jersey. As he's so assured, he knows the answers to all our financial woes, although he's never lived here. He has worked here for a matter of months. So what if his numbers are wrong? He's very fond of saying, that happened before I got here. Hello? We know that. Does he want to learn about our historical numbers? No. He thinks we are too stupid to want to know the numbers. Instead of wanting to learn the financial history of our municipality, he wants council people on his side. He thinks he's choosing sides for a softball game. I think we concerned citizens are generally curious about our financial history. I'm sure if the state of New Jersey questions our financial history, we will get a sound forensic audit. It will happen now or later, but we will get the audit. Yeah. It's the only way to proceed, and I say that with respect. Thank you.
Just a comment, one little comment on that. When we went out for bid for the forensic audit before, the numbers we got, and I don't remember what exactly the low number was about 42,000. The very highest number was 500,000.
But, sir, when you were discussing, and I sat here, when you were discussing the budget, and Denise brought up what's going to be 100,000, she didn't say it was going to be 20,000 a year. You used, in your last budget conversation, 100,000. So last 2 weeks ago, when I'm sitting here, out comes this 500,000. I think it's a scare tactic.
It is one of the bids that we got.
Hello, it's not sound. It may be. Why wasn't it brought out when you were discussing the budget? Why wasn't that number used? It's on the website.
I don't recollect the conversations at that point, so I can't answer that question.
You sat there, Scott. You sat there. The discussion was, this budget, this forensic audit will cost $100,000. Oh, we're scared of $100,000. So now we really want to scare the people. I mean, we're beyond $100,000. You people want to scare the people? $500,000. Now, I'm sorry, that's a lie. It's an exaggeration, and I won't put up with it.
However you wish to view it is, of course, up to you. But $500,000 is a high end of one of the bids that we got.
Okay.
And that's the only point I'm trying to make.
It's 2 points. $100,000, so that was put into his budget back in the beginning of the year. That's where that number came from.
But I had that number.
And then since then, they went out for the proposals, and we got the different proposals. But now, since that meeting 2 weeks ago, though, they were going to change the website to show...
The next day.
A range, so that it wouldn't be just the $500,000.
Well, listen, I copied that off the website. I didn't know who you were going to say that, did I? I didn't know you were going to talk about this.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. All right. You can think what you want. But it is changed down here. The comparison down here, what it's going to cost if it was... $500,000 or what it would cost based on $100,000, but it wasn't changed up at the top, so the number there, 1336, is still being placed up the top.
The change I was made was what was requested, to add another column to the chart.
But
that's what I changed. If there's other changes, I'll be happy to make them.
Well, if you could up here too, you know, this is the high end.
I can't see what you're looking at. That's the example. Okay. I mean, it's a live document. It's changed three or four times so far. If council wants to change it, we can change it. on the example.
Yeah, as an example. Show an example of $100,000.
Can I keep this copy?
And contrary to your disgusting over there, Mr. Cioni, I didn't talk to anybody about that.
Is there anyone else from the audience? Hearing none, I'd accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, Mr. Housel's here. That will bring the Habitat for Humanity request up. Habitat for Humanity is building a home in the borough. They are getting close to finishing it, and they want us to waive the sewer connection fees. The connection fee would be $3,922. Is there any discussion on it? Well, this is correspondence, correct?
Yes.
Is there any discussion on this correspondence?
I'm just concerned if we set a precedent, then we have problems down the road. We've run into problems before, and we have to realize that we are not a charity, and we cannot be looked at as a charity. It's a business we have to run.
So we could just do a motion to receive and file and let it sit?
Well, how about if we take half of it?
Okay. Well, I would argue that, you know, I agree with Terry, but I would also stipulate that if we want to sort of meet somewhere in the middle, we could say they can do the payments over a 6-month period, so this way we give them a little bit of grace period, but we're still receiving our sewer connection fees, and, you know, these types of things would be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. Because, as Terry said, we're not a charity. We have to run this like a business, and things like this is sort of what mounts up to get us into trouble.
Yeah, I support Councilman Housel's description of what it is. It's unfortunate, but I have to agree with, not that I agree with you, it's unfortunate, but for the cause of what we're trying to do, I support that also, that we don't set a precedent this way.
How about if we have a motion to deny the request then, and then we can discuss it a little more if we'd like to go into payment plans, as Mr. Seaman suggested.
That's fine.
Okay. I'll move that we deny it.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Okay.
And first up, I guess, Mr. Cushing, is there any problems with authorizing a payment schedule?
I don't see why that would create a problem.
Okay. Should we just
If you can, if there's no problem with waiving it, there doesn't seem to be a problem with having the payments made over a period of time.
Okay. And then Mr. Cioni, would you like to make a motion on an offer of a payment schedule?
Yeah, I would make a motion that we can have the payments set monthly over a 6-month period to be paid in full for the sewer connection fee, at which time that after the 6-month period ends, the total fees are not collected. A lien could be put against the property for the remaining amount.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on that?
Yes. Would that include the normal, they'd also have to pay not only the sewer connection fee broken down by month, but they'd also have to pay the monthly sewer fee?
Oh, of course. Well, the monthly sewer fee is almost, it should be a separate thing. Because
right.
It kicks once it's connected, it's going to kick in, and that's, yeah, let's definitely make that distinction. That's completely separate.
Is there going to be any difficulty getting a certificate of occupancy with this?
Well, they would get connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you're saying
zero.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. No.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Oh,
yeah. Can we stretch that further than 6 months?
I prefer not to. Only because I don't want to, again, set a precedence where we're giving too much leeway. We are giving them 6 months to come up with $3,000.
How about if we do it for this, and if they want to enter into negotiations and stretch it a little longer, we can reconsider it?
With a penalty, maybe? I don't know.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yes, from our engineer, since you're the sewer engineer, is there a problem with the CO if we're doing this this way?
No, you're going to indicate on the front office that the connection has been authorized, whether the connection fee is paid or not. The CO, that's not a requirement.
Okay. Does there have to be a an amount set aside for you to do the inspection or not?
Well, they've already made application, I think, or have they? I don't recall.
They were waiting to see.
They'll make application for a sewer tap permit, and in that process, we do the inspection and sign off. So I don't see an issue with the arrangement of the connection fee. It needs to be documented somehow.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, council remarks. Mrs. Gleba.
Just a few things, actually. A couple we do. I would like to request that we go out for more proposals, since the majority of the proposals we receive are from the private professionals that we already have. One or two, we received another proposal. Since we get started to show up, I'd like to make a motion to go out for more proposals.
Thank you.
Mr. Higgins, you made a comment to me before the meeting that you would like to see it advertised in other spots other than the website.
Yes, the website.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to amend your motion to include that part of it?
Yes, absolutely. I'll amend my motion so that we go out for more proposals and advertise in more ways than just the website.
Okay, and you're comfortable with that?
Yes. And how much does that cost us for the advertising in other sources?
For the express, about probably $200 in the express.
More than that.
Oh, not the express. Excuse me. The Star.
Probably.
I mean, if you advertise.
Why Star Gazette? I mean, who even reads that?
But your budget, my budget for legal advertising is depleted. There's no more legal advertising coming from my department.
Can we do it on NJ.com or Penn Live for free?
Not live. Not when we did it last time.
What about the
municipalities? They charge.
I mean, they charge.
Everybody charges it. So like when we did the manager search, everybody charges. No one's doing it for free. Unless we put it on Craigslist, which no one's really going to read that anyway. I said everybody charges for advertising. So it's not like whatever we do, however many venues we want to advertise the professionals out for, we're going to have to pay for it. You know, whether it's the Star Gazette, Penn Live, NJ.com.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. What do you want us to go out for?
More proposal for the professionals, because that's the municipal attorney, the municipal engineer.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, I don't have any opposition to it. I just want everybody to be made aware that there's a cost, and we don't know what that cost is going to be. So I don't have a problem with it. I just would like to know what the costs are going to be to advertise in the Star Gazette and whatever.
Between the two papers that we use, the Express Times and the Star Gazette, it'll probably cost about $700 or more.
Well, there's no budget. Why are we even discussing this?
It has to come from, if this is what council wishes, it'll have to come from another line item.
We advertised in the Star Gazette. We advertised in the New Jersey League.
No.
We only advertised on the website.
How much
right?
is it just for the league to advertise?
It's based on the number of words. I don't recall.
Well, can you just put something to direct them to the website?
Well, it's on, the notice said that, yeah.
But I'm saying maybe shorten it somehow to say we're requesting proposals for...
Oh, just like a one-sentence thing?
As short as, you know, something with the link to our website so then they can get all the details there. I mean, that's...
With the legal advertisement, we're required to note that we're doing it for fair and open. That has to be in the notice. So the notice itself is as short as it can be.
All right. Well, I mean, I'd like to get a cost before I approve it.
We can call tomorrow and get pricing on it. And if council wants to go back out, they'll have to... I can bring it back in 2 weeks.
Is there, what's the main reason you don't want to accept what we have and interview the people we have?
Because it's what we have right now, except for the bond council. We didn't get any other proposals.
I know that, and I was rather shocked, but thinking about it, is it because...
They probably don't know that we went out for proposals. It's only on our website. How many professionals are currently looking at watching the borough's website?
But don't they know that every municipality goes out every year?
No.
They don't?
Not every municipality does that. I know we have not always done it that way. Would you like to withdraw your motion till we get the cost, and then we can take it up again at the next meeting, and then have a deadline for proposals of end of November?
That's fine.
It has to be advertised for 30 days, right?
A minimum of 10. We did it for, I think it was either 30 or 31 days this time.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. And we'll direct the manager to get prices for the various advertisements.
Can I ask a question, Scott?
Sure.
All the positions that were advertised, did firms pick up the proposals, the RFQs?
There was more of RFPs picked up than were returned.
Okay, and with the RFPs that were picked up, were they for every position?
The way it was structured is it was one document, and any professional could pick up and say, I'm going to apply for this position, this position, this position. So I don't know what those other firms were actually going to submit for. But there were more proposals picked up than were returned.
And how many proposals were picked up?
Off the top of my head, I have to say 10, 11. I'm just, without having it in front of me. If I would have known, I would have brought my own pack, but I don't.
So people did read the website. People did, know that we were going out.
Well, I personally called a few people myself, I know that.
Right.
I mean, it's not just the website. Well, I
withdrew my motion. Okay. Anything else, Mrs. Gleeva?
I know we're going to be working on the professional evaluation form, and I know you had mentioned that perhaps to do it like in the summertime. I would like it done this year, though, and I know it's going to be a new policy.
That's fine.
So if we could maybe do it after the election so that whoever is the new council people coming in, they could be a part of the process, and that would give us time to complete all the forms. So I would like it done.
And then to be done in like July?
Yeah, going forward we can establish the time frame in the actual policy.
Sure.
And then the last thing is that I wanted to thank the manager because he and I have been working very closely this past week, and we did complete a budget summary that you all will be receiving. And again, because of cost, it is prohibiting us from making color copies and mailing it to every single resident. So we will have copies available in the borough hall, the library. It will be on the website and possibly the bid office also. So it is good information. It's not information that we all want to read about, but it will help explain things for some people who aren't familiar with the budget and the different expenditures and the different revenues. And I hope it's helpful for people to give a clear picture of our finances. So that will be going out this week. And I just wanted to thank him because he created a lot of spreadsheets for me and charts. And the beauty of it is that they're created and we'll be able to use it every year now going forward. So it's not like a one-time thing. So I was happy. Thank you. That's it.
Mr. Higgins.
Of course. Thank you. Well, I was talking about the RFPs too. Let's see here. The crosswalk lights.
The crosswalk lights. Is that why you're here, Andrew?
No.
No? Oh, executive session. We got any update on those?
Nothing. Unless you've heard anything back, we haven't. I haven't heard anything back from the manufacturer yet.
How long has it been?
Yeah.
How long?
I believe around 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
You think we should contact them?
I think I can do that.
Okay. All right. A while ago, I asked if we could get a copy of a letter from the judge foregoing his salary for next year when we combine the courts.
The judge isn't foregoing his salary. He's still getting paid as part of
it. I understand that, but he's going to be
You're talking about his reappointment.
His reappointment.
Correct. He said to do it in January.
is what he said the easiest thing to do is we'll just do it in January at our reorg.
All right, well, as everybody knows, there was a tragic incident that happened at Rutgers University here over the last week. So what I would like to do is I would like to propose a resolution from the Washington Borough Council to be sent to the other municipalities throughout the county, the Freeholder Board, our elected state officials, Senator Daugherty, Assemblyman Peterson, and Assemblyman DeMayo, along with the Assembly Speaker and the Senate President, and to the Governor himself, urging them to enact stronger legislation for cyber invasion of privacy, bullying, harassment, and taunting. And I would also like, in that resolution, that if they would like people to help with that, that members of this council be supportive.
I assume that's a motion?
That is a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any other discussion? Are you aware of any legislation currently?
No, I am not.
For anything like that? Okay.
No.
Mr. Cushing, are you aware of any legislation?
I haven't seen it.
No. Okay. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay.
There is one other thing I need to discuss, and this is the advertisements that were placed in the Washington Messenger that start out, the Borough of Washington would like to provide the voters in this community with information about the non-binding referendum. I don't remember ever taking a vote on this to be published in print. The only discussion that we had was for that to be put on the website. I don't know where it came from. I was in talk to the manager yesterday, and this is something that I believe needs to be voted on by the entire council before something like this is put in print.
Well, it was actually mentioned that one of the August meetings, I believe, that contacted the owner of Good Impressions and got them to put it in the messenger. So that was part of the public session.
I recall that. And so. we
in August?
Yeah, we thought it was a good thing, the way to disseminate the information.
Yep.
I'll check that.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
No.
Mr. Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor. Just real quick, Rich, on the abandoned properties go around here, you had in your weekly report, I think you mentioned about maybe dissolving that ordinance. Are you definitely serious about going forward with getting that ordinance off the books? Or
Again, it wasn't my report, it was the response to the meeting. I missed the questions. But, I mean, again, that's just my recommendation.
So today we don't have a list yet of
It was sent out.
We sent out email?
Yeah.
I got to check that.
It was sent out.
All right. And just real quickly for Attorney Cushing, the sex offenders ordinance for where they can live, what's any updates on that, sir?
There's some legislative activity on that. I don't think it's made much progress. There has been no new legislation that I'm aware of that would actually authorize an ordinance by the borough.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Housel.
Thank you. The last meeting and a few meetings before, we praised the CFO and the auditor for the work that they did on that, the application for extraordinary aid from the state. And we neglected to mention the manager. So, Rich, I would like to thank you personally and in public for the work that you did do on that. Yes, it is part of your job, but it is still a huge piece of a huge document that needs to be filled out and completed. And with your direction, the CFO and the auditor and yourself, it was completed and we did receive the money. So, I want to thank you.
One of the largest amounts.
Yes, one of the largest amounts in the state. I just want to say, our manager takes a lot of heat, a lot of guff, and I guess I have to vent, because you don't realize that this is the best person we had for our applications, and he's good. He has done everything we have asked him to do
when he came into this town, and he's gone above and beyond what we've asked him to do. The night he was introduced, we expected, most of the people on the council expected him to walk out that night, because that's when the bad financial status of this town was brought to light. So, you know, if you want to beat the guy up, that's fine. A lot of reasons people don't like this man is because he says no. It's not business as usual in Washington Borough, and it's about time we got back to business outside of the usual Washington Borough activities. He's doing, he set us all straight, he's got us on the right track, and I think it's about time people need to realize that and accomplish the accomplishments that he's received, and we need to thank him instead of bashing him. Thank you.
Anything else, sir?
That's it.
Mr. Cioni.
A couple things. The review that I had sent out for everybody.
Oh, sorry. I do have one more
sure,
thing
go
to
ahead.
Say. And Mrs. Sloan, please do not walk up to me in public and say, are you sober yet anymore? Wow. If you do, we will have a serious talk. You understand that?
Sure.
At the Warren County Pharmacy
Council
on Saturday.
I think that's,
thank you. That's a personal matter on
yes. Yes.
I said that to everyone.
Mr. Cioni.
The reviews, is that something we should discuss in executive, or is that something that I could put out and then we could discuss the manager reviews that I sent out to everybody?
Yeah.
I think it's important that we're in the review process on a yearly basis, which is what we did that in the first place. So it's about that time, I think, that we should be conducting that review session. So I had sent out the documentation to everybody, and I wanted to get feedback because, I want to have the reviews done and submitted by sometime in early November so that we could discuss that, or the review with the manager, and then just, you know, so it could be on record and everything like that, because I think it's important that we have a yearly review process.
Yeah, the review itself would be done in executive session.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I just, like I said, I wasn't sure if even bringing it up here was acceptable.
Sure.
Okay, so
you can bring it up. The process can be discussed.
The process.
Yeah.
So maybe by the second week of November, the second meeting in November, we can have an executive session review. They would all have to be submitted to Christine, I would think, by the first week of November. Everybody has the copies. I believe they're PDF. I'm pretty sure they're PDF, so you'd have to probably print them out. So does anybody have any questions on the review process? We already went through it last year. Everybody was here. There's also the self-evaluation for the manager to do, which is pretty much the same thing. The reason I have the manager do that is because it sort of represents a potential gap of how he or she sees themselves versus how the rest of the council sees themselves. So if that's the case, if everybody agrees, we can have that submitted to Christine by first meeting in November.
We don't need a motion for that, do we? Just a consensus?
That's correct. You're not acting. You're just
right. Okay.
So no later.
Everybody agreeable to that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, not agreeable.
Yeah, I would say no later than the second meeting in November to have the set review. Otherwise, then it gets dragged out, and you know, some of us won't be here.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is I seriously want to talk about going out for sealed bids for advertising for recreation, the various fields, the basketball courts. Go out for private advertising, sort of how they do it. The baseball team does it for Steinhardt Field, similar function. The reason is, you know, recreation is always, you know, barely keeping its head above water. Even the programs that are self-sustaining sometimes are barely self-sustaining. So what this does, it sort of gives us a potential additional revenue stream to go into the recreation trust that sort of programs that, let's say, might need a little help, we'll have that extra cushion. So I know it's done, and it can be done on Green Acres property as well. So I want everybody to start getting their heads around and ask, you know, basically looking for approval to at least start the process, whether it's draft, resolutions, or something of that nature, so we can start looking at doing that.
Perhaps that would be an item for discussion at the next council meeting?
I mean, if we get more information, we can, but I guess what we're trying to find out here is like a litmus test to see if council's in favor of going down that path, Otherwise, it's not worth doing the research. I think, considering the...
What do you mean, like renting it out?
No, like, you have a sign, you know, John's Auto Body, or something like that.
A sponsor?
A sponsors, yeah. You're selling ad space, basically, on the fences, like Vera Field, you know, like on Steinhardt, they have seasonal signage that basically says, you know...
They've been doing it for years.
Yeah, I agree, but supposedly it was shot down before, and it was never well-received, and regardless, we're in a financial situation where we want to keep the programs that we have, we want to fund them to the way they should be funded, and the programs that we're trying to get off the ground, let's say, they might need additional funding that they're not necessarily getting up front.
So you're talking about a bid to put the sign up?
Essentially, you're putting a bid out, maybe...
Or just a request out?
Well, maybe Rich, you should better explain, because I had discussions with Rich on this.
Would you share that money, though, with programs like baseball? It's not part of the,
It would go in the recreation trust, and it could be used for any of the programs. So, like, if...
But, like, Little League's not part of the borough, just like the football's not part of it.
Correct, but we would still be able to use the funds if we wanted to maintain the field, if we wanted to buy improvements to the field that, say, if baseball wasn't able to furnish, let's say, for argument's sake, let's say at Steinhardt Field we wanted to build a concession stand and bathrooms. The baseball team, let's say, for Little League, wouldn't necessarily have the funds to do that,
yeah.
But maybe through advertising and stuff of this nature over a course of a couple of years, we build up that reservoir, we're able to do that. So it would benefit directly baseball, but it would also benefit the borough and anybody else, any other teams that use it. So
would that include Steinhardt Field? Because right now the baseball league is getting...
Well, I don't think we would need to advertise on Steinhardt because baseball's pretty much got that covered up, and I definitely want to maintain a good relationship there. They take fantastic care of that field. They probably save the borough thousands of dollars every year in how well they maintain that field. So I would more look at Vera Field and the basketball courts. You could do the fence around the pool. It's kind of an open door. And even, you know, I've seen basketball courts where the logos of companies have been painted on the actual court, you know, in small pieces, depending on the size. And we can work out the logistics about, you know, what kind of signage, how big, how long it stays up. It wouldn't stay up all year. Every year they'd have to pay a renewal fee, those types of logistics. But I think... And again, I kind of got the idea from what they did at Steinhardt, but also from what I did with Alan Locher about the sign that we had him lease, so to speak, for the sign for Borough Park on Broad Street entrance. I mean, we made money on that a little bit, and we got a beautiful sign. So, I mean, it sort of goes hand in hand, and it should have been done a long time ago, to Janine's point. But I just want to get, you know, a feeling of where council stands on this before we go in and do the research and, you know, you know, we don't want to spin our wheels and present something that's not going to fly.
I have no problem going forward with that. Do a little research and see what you come up with.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I'm okay.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Cioi?
No. Thank you, Matt.
Mr. Valentine?
No comments.
The only thing I would like to say is I would like to congratulate Ms. Cerami on the festival in the borough and all the members of the bid. I had a blast. I really enjoyed myself.
You know, I just wanted to take a moment to thank all the members of the community and their support. As part of our staff work, I think what really makes the difference about this and what I'm so proud of is all the community members that were a part of it and the nonprofits and the firemen in the deer garden. I mean, that's just great when you can give back like that to the community and see everyone together. And thanks for the weather.
Yes, it was a wonderful time, and I enjoyed the bands immensely.
Thank you
very much. And that's all I have. Which leaves us to an executive session for, what is the purpose?
Litigation.
If I may have a motion on Resolution 172-2010 for litigation.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions?
Welcome.
motion on the supplemental bill list.
So moved.
Second.
In the amount of $84,000.
$84,634.78, to be specific. Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Bailey?
Yes.
Rouse?
Yes.
Rima?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Hayes?
Yes.
Coyle?
Yep. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?